This tape will become part of the Scandinavian Immigrant Experience Collection at Pacific Lutheran University. The date today is November 8, 1982. The interview is taking place at the apartment of Frieda Rainey
and is Randy.
Rainey?
Mm-hmm.
And is being conducted by Inger Carr. What is your full name, please? What is your full name?
Frieda. I use Frieda O. Rainey.
What is all
Olsen,
of it?
Olsen, my father's name.
And your first name is really Alfrieda.
Alfrieda Olsen Rainey.
That's all?
Yeah. But I use my name Frieda all the time.
Mm-hmm. When and where were you born?
I was born in Norway.
Where?
North part of Norway. Kabelvåg.
Spell that, please.
K-A-L-B-E-V-G. Kabelvåg. It's a Norwegian name.
Uh-huh. And it's way up north, is it?
Way up north, almost close to North Cape.
Oh.
And I was in 1890.
You were born?
1890.
The month and the date?
Yeah. And the July the 5th.
July 5th,
1890. Mm. And then my father moved later on up to Hammerfest.
Oh.
And I lived there till I was 9 years old.
Oh, I see. So then, okay, what were your parents' names?
What?
What were your parents' names?
Olsson.
The first name and everything.
My father's name?
Yes.
Ernest Axel Olsson.
Olsen. And your
he
mother?
He was from Sweden.
Oh, he was Swedish.
Yeah, but we were in Norway now.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Norway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And your mother's name?
Karen Krokstad.
Oh.
Who was from Trondheim. She was from Trondheim.
She was. Mm-hmm. Now tell me something about them. What did they do?
Well, of course, they were married, of course. Mm-hmm. And
Why did your father come from Sweden?
Well, that was, I don't know, he was a young man, I guess he traveled around, and then I guess he met my mother someplace, and they got married.
Oh, uh-huh.
And I had two sisters, they were twins.
Mm-hmm.
And then my brother and me, mm-hmm. I was the youngest. And they're all gone now.
You want to tell me their names and what they did?
My brother's name was Ellis Olsson.
What did he do?
Oh, he turned out to be a chief engineer on ships. He learned his trade in Trondheim, Norway.
Did he stay in Norway?
No, he's dead.
But did he stay in Norway all the time, or did he come here?
No, he came here, too.
Came here, too.
He came here after we came, or he went to a school in Trondheim. He was tech machining schooling in Trondheim, and he had to have time to be at sea before he graduated. See?
Mm-hmm.
And then, by that time, we were ready to come over here because my father, he came here in 1905. First, to see if he liked to stay here.
Okay, what did your father do? What was his profession?
He was a tailor. He had his own business wherever he went.
He did?
Uh-huh, he was a tailor. Those days, you couldn't buy suits already made when I was a young girl. They had to have them tailor-made.
Oh, I see.
See?
Uh-huh.
So that's the way it happened.
Now, his parents lived in Sweden, did they?
Yeah, his father, was from Stockholm, Sweden.
Mm. You never saw him then?
My
grandfather?
No, I never did.
Do you know his name and your grandmother's name?
No.
You don't know their names?
Mm-mm.
How about your other grandmother and grandfather?
I know my grandfather, my mother's grandfather.
Your mother's father?
Yeah,
father.
I know. I met him.
What was his name?
Krugstad.
First name?
Krugstad.
His first name? Do you know his first name?
No.
Oh, just Krugstad.
Yeah. He was, they call it pottery maker in Norway. He made crockery.
Oh.
In Norway.
Pottery then, huh?
Yeah, pottery.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
And do you know his wife, your grandmother?
No. I don't. He didn't have a wife when I know. He had a housekeeper.
Oh, so you don't know her name either?
No. Because we didn't live there. We just stopped there when we come to America. We stayed in Trondheim for 2-3 weeks to visit all the relations.
Oh, he had his shop in Trondheim.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm, I see. Yeah. Okay, now you told me about one brother, and then you said there were twins?
No, I had two sisters. They were twins.
Mm-hmm.
And one was Lena Olson, mm-hmm. and Anna Olson. They were twins.
Hmm. Were they younger than you?
No, I'm the youngest.
Oh, you're the youngest. What did they do? Did they get married or?
Oh yeah, they got. We all came here. You see.
I see. So they lived here too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they got married, and one of my sisters had two daughters, and they're here in Tacoma now.
Hmm.
And they're married, and they have children, too.
Who did she marry?
Right.
Who did your sister marry?
Well, my sister. One of my sister, Anna, she married one we knew from Norway, and he was a newspaper man.
Oh, what was his name?
And when he came here, he started up a Norwegian newspaper.
Here in Tacoma?
Yeah.
What was his name?
Jan Solli.
Solli. S-O-L-L-E.
S-O-L-L-E-Y. Solli.
L-E-Y. I see. Uh-huh.
And they had two daughters. And they're living, one in Seattle and one in Tacoma.
What's their names?
One is Gudrun Swanson now.
Mm-hmm.
And Clara Mann, that's the one in Seattle.
Mm-hmm. And then your other sister, who did she marry?
Well, didn't I say Gudrun Solli?
No, the other one, you didn't tell me.
Now that's Gudrun, and then Clara.
Clara, who did she marry?
Mann, Clara Mann.
What did he do?
Well, he was a salesman.
Oh.
In Seattle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Who did he sell
for? They're still alive.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Who did he sell for?
Oh, I don't know.
You remember that?
Something about electricity.
Now, do you remember any of your homes in Norway? Can you remember them?
Well, I remember when we left Hammerfest, we went to Narvik, and that was a new place that is the Swedish. That's the dividing line between Norway and Sweden, mm-hmm. and they had a lot of iron ore up there, mm-hmm. and now they were building a railroad from Sweden to Narvik, to ship their iron ore out. And that's how my father moved over there, because he thought that'd be a good place for business.
Sure.
See? So he was a tailor, and he opened his shop. He always did that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stayed there till they decided to come to, after I got through school, then they decided to come to United States.
So
that was the...
Can you tell me about your homes or You're going to school in Norway?
Oh, yeah, I went to school. See that thing over there? Mm-hmm. I embroidered that in school when I was there, Norway. Yeah, I went to school, but my brother, he had better education than I did, because he left by the time I was 14 years old.
But you had finished.
Through school.
You went through all the school, yeah. And you were confirmed there too then?
What is that?
You were confirmed in Norway too then?
Oh, I was, yeah, baptized and confirmed in Norway. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was Lutheran, everybody's Lutheran. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can you remember anything? Any stories about going to school or confirmation or anything?
Well, when I went to school, it was going to be confirmed. I was so scared that I couldn't remember something when they're going to ask me, you know. So I studied pretty good to mm-hmm. be sure that I wouldn't be able to pass it. That's one thing. And I used to go skiing a lot.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and I took first prize on ski when I was 11 years old.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. We had a lot of nice snow in Norway,
mm-hmm.
and nice hills.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like any other child. I always had to do something. My mother was on us to learn things. She couldn't be running out all the time.
So she taught you the things that she knew.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I had to make a pair of stockings to be sure that I could make stockings.
Yeah.
I didn't like it, but I did.
You kind of lived in the city then all the time, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I never lived in the country.
So you didn't have to do any farm work or anything
oh,
like
no.
that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know. I was scared of horses.
So but she taught you how to cook and...
Cook?
Yeah, she taught you how to cook.
My mother?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Well, my two sisters, they were older than I was, so they had a turn in the kitchen, and I had to take care of the dusting.
Oh, I see.
See, that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
We all had to do something.
Mm-hmm. That's good. What about Christmas in Norway? Can you
remember? Oh, we had a wonderful Christmas. My mother used to make all kinds of good cookies. I still make some of them.
Do you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we had a big time at Christmas. Christmas days we couldn't go and visit anybody. But the second day, Christmas lasts more than one day in Norway.
How long did it last?
It lasts up to the 13th, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
People had good time and you know, enjoyed themselves.
Mm-hmm. No work?
Well, oh yeah, they had to do some work, but I mean, more so than other times.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have a tree Christmas Eve?
Yeah. We had Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. And the second day, then we could go and visit.
How about now that...
Visit other people.
Uh-huh. But you had your tree Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
Did you have presents?
I made a present Christmas Eve.
What did you have for foods on Christmas Eve?
What?
What kind of food did you have Christmas Eve?
Oh, Christmas
Remember?
Eve. Yes, we had, what did we have? Christmas Eve, we had rice pudding, riesengrynsgrøt, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had pork spareribs, I think. And Christmas Day we had ripe. That's kind of a bird.
Yes.
And that's delicious bird. And my mother used to make the best gravy.
Mm.
And then we had all kinds of trimming potatoes and everything to go with it.
That's a real delicacy, that ripe.
Ripe.
Yeah, ripe. That's a real delicacy, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And they were really good.
Did you buy it or they didn't? Did
My mother bought the bird.
Did she?
Yeah. We didn't live in the country. We had to buy everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she did a lot of cookies and julekake, julebrød.
Mm-hmm.
We had that. And Fatiman, and we used to make them, and Krummkacker, and all those Berliner Kranzer, and all those fancy things, and we had a bag or a candy, different cans full of cookies, so it lasted New Year, maybe longer, I don't remember. Mm-hmm. That's what we had.
How many kinds did she make?
What?
How many kinds did she make?
Oh, we always had the tin cans because they keep better in them.
Yeah.
And she made the, what is it, Hjortetak.
Oh.
And then we had, what's the other one?
What's that? What's Hjortetak?
That's cookies.
Oh.
We call them Hjortetak. We roll them like a donuts. It's on the, you cook it like a donuts.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know that one.
And then we had another one. What did we call that? I can't remember it. I have a recipe. I even have the Arn from Norway for Krummkacker and what is that other one?
Rosettes?
Oh, I have a rosette too. I can look in the book.
Oh, that's all right.
Can
so,
I?
You still keep doing them then? You still kept doing them when you're
yeah,
here too?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I don't do it since I'm old here.
No.
But I did when I had my home.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I had all of those things for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So,
did you go to church on Christmas Day?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
I say Christmas Day. In Norway, here I have gone to church mm-hmm. on Christmas Day.
No, I mean in Norway.
Norway. No, I don't remember that.
Oh.
Mm. I don't remember that. Maybe we did, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
You see, I left when we were little people, I used to go to church with my sisters. And you know, when they started to sing, then I started to sing the Norwegian Ja, vi elsker dette landet.
Mm-hmm.
And they pushed me off on the seat.
Because
I didn't sing very, I was so little, I didn't know any different.
Sure.
I remember. I still remember that because they took a, almost pushed me off the seat. So I had to keep still. I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kids are kids.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. So when you were through school, your father came over here?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now he came by himself first, you said?
Yeah, he came and he to see if he liked it here before he bring us over.
Mm-hmm. What year was that?
He came in 1905.
1905. Where did he come to?
Tacoma.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what did he do
Well,
here?
He had some friends that was here, and they had written to them, so they knew that. And then when he came, he stayed with those friends till we came.
Who were they?
They were Jacobsen from Norway.
Oh.
And of course, they're all gone.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's nobody left now.
No.
Except me.
So tell me about then. How long did he stay here, and what?
He stayed here a year
mm-hmm.
to find out, and then he bought tickets and sent them to Norway for us to come over.
Did he start a tailor shop here?
No, he didn't, because he didn't know anybody. He went to work in a lumber yard. He never done that before.
Oh.
Till he found somebody here that used to work for his father in Stockholm, Sweden. And then he got started to back on the be a tailor. He worked tailoring. There's somebody here.
Okay, how long did it take him before he got into it, do tailoring? Was that after you came then, or?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Well, he worked for a shop here.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mother, then me came, you know.
He got enough money together and sent for you?
Yeah, he sent my mother's and my two sisters and me a ticket. Mm-hmm. And my brother, he would come because he was out on the ship putting his time to be out before he could get his license.
Mm-hmm.
And he went to Boston when he come here.
Mm-hmm.
And then we were supposed to come to Boston.
Could you tell me about getting ready to come over here? And were you excited?
Yeah, sure. And that's when we came and stayed in Trondheim to visit my mother's relations for, I think, 2 or 3 weeks before we came here. And then, but that, I guess she wanted to see that we come here the same time as my brother did, because she was going to be in Boston. But when we, what happened when we come?
Okay, you got on what ship? When did you sail? What was the date?
I forgot the name of the ship.
What was the date?
The date.
Remember the year? What year was it?
It was in 1906.
1906. Mm-hmm. Was it in the fall or spring or?
Well, I think we got here in June.
June. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the ship at all? What the trip was like over?
It was I forgot the name.
Yeah, but what it was like?
Oh, it was a big ship. A lot of people traveling them days.
Uh-huh. Did you have a good time on the boat?
Oh, yeah, I danced a lot.
Oh, uh-huh.
Because you sit there and it's a lot of different people. But I'll tell you about when we came to Hull, England.
Oh, you went to Hull first.
Yeah, and then we had to take the train from Hull to Liverpool.
Uh-huh, yeah, how was that?
And then when we came there, we had to go through take our pulse, it took our, see how healthy we were.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then we had to go through
examination?
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And when you come to my mother, they said that she had something wrong with her eyes, and she couldn't go.
Really?
Mm-hmm. So, of course, that upset the whole thing.
Yes. So what
did
you do?
And so I asked them, you know, and we couldn't talk English.
No.
So we asked if I could go with my mother because I was the youngest. But no, I couldn't do that.
You had to come?
I had to come too. And my two sisters and I, we were left there in Liverpool. And we couldn't talk and ask any questions. So we were there quite a while, and then a man came from, he was Swedish, and he had been home in Sweden, and he stopped off to take the boat from there to the United States.
Mm-hmm.
So he come and asked us girls why we were there. So we told him. He said, well, they said, if that's the case, he said, I have two daughters like you, and I'm going to see so you can go home to your father. So he did went up to the office, and he told them, and he got us so we could go home with him. Wasn't that nice of him?
Yes.
Because we maybe be there yet.
Yeah. How old were your sisters?
They were 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were twins, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
then you got to go on the ship with him.
Yeah, we took the ship from Liverpool to New York. We couldn't go to Boston where we had our ticket for, because at the time we'd been there about 3 weeks when that happened.
You stayed in England 3 weeks?
Yeah.
What did you do all the time?
I danced. I didn't have no soles left on my shoes when I got home, when I got here.
Well, where did you stay in England?
We stayed at the Place Hotel. They kept us there. I don't know who paid our bill or not. I don't know. We just stay there.
And you ate and everything right there?
No, not much, because my mother had a suitcase. She had a lot of them. We call them coppering. It's kind of hard.
What's it like?
Those biscuits they use for I can't remember. Well, it's those biscuits
The hard biscuits, or?
No, it's just like muffins.
Oh.
And we had some kind of meat from Norway that was being pickled.
Mm-hmm.
And we eat that and hard-boiled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
So one day we decided that we should go in the dining room and eat. But we couldn't read, you know. We didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided that we took the top name, and it happened to be chicken. And we thought that was fine. It cost us $1 a piece.
Is that all?
Yeah. And we had to be careful, because we had to have, we just had to have so much money when we come here.
Sure.
We had to have $10 to show them.
Each one of you?
Yeah. So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then we...
What happened to your mother?
Well, she went back to Norway,
yeah.
To Trondheim.
Uh-huh.
And she stayed there a while till she got the... strong enough to go, and then she bought a ticket direct from Norway to America.
Mm.
She didn't go through England, and she come back. She came here, and then my father got, we rented a house and he got some furniture and things. So when she come, we had a place.
Oh, but so when we came before.
We came before, but we all had got the job.
Okay, but now you came to New York.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And then did you have to go through Ellis Island in New York?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How was that?
Well, when you go there, when you come there, they put the cross on the back and you go in different stalls where you go just like animals.
Really?
Yeah. That's right. You put them in different stalls.
What
and
for?
Then you stay there till they find out that if you can go to America or not.
What do they do to decide whether you can go or not?
Well, we don't know. We was just staying in the stall. We was just like animals, I tell you.
How long did you have to stay there?
Not very long. The same day. We didn't have
I
to stay
so.
Overnight.
I hope so.
So that's the way it was.
Yeah, and then what did you think of New York when you first came, America when you first came?
Oh, we were so excited. It's so different from Norway, you know. And
what was different?
Well, the food was different. You know, we bought them a package one on the train.
Uh huh.
And they had pie in it.
Oh yes.
And you know, we never had pie, mm-hmm. So we throw that out the window.
What kind was it, I wonder?
Oh, it was so soft and so funny, we couldn't say, we're not going to eat that.
Do you remember what color it was?
No, I don't remember what kind of...
I was wondering what kind it was.
What?
I was wondering what kind it was.
Well, when it's in it, it must have been apple pie.
Apple. Well, you would have really liked that, too.
Yeah, I found that out later
on.
Uh-huh. Because I can make apple pie now.
Sure, I'm sure you can.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So you stayed with this man, what was his name, that took care of you?
I forgot
you
that
remember?
Too. You know, that's a long time ago.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, so he kind of took care of you on
the
train?
Yeah, when we got on the train, well, I sat beside him and he had my two sisters back of him. Mm-hmm. And he kept watch of us till he had to get off, but he was gone. And then we went alone up to Tacoma.
Oh, was it very far? Where did he get off?
No, over half of it, I guess.
Oh, good.
And then my father, he met us at the dock.
How did your father know you were coming now?
Oh, my sister wrote and told him.
Oh, she did.
He had his address. They were older than I was. And, you know, they didn't have a depot like they have now in Tacoma, just a red depot, little box.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's what they had in Tacoma then.
Hmm.
And now they have that big one.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think when you saw your father?
Oh, he was standing, you know, when he used to have whiskers when he was in the old country.
A beard?
Beard, yeah. And so he had them shaved off.
Oh, really?
And of course, we were looking for a man with whiskers.
Mm-hmm.
And he stood there a while to see how we took it. So he come over and he said, "Can I help you, ladies?" Oh, we said, "Papa." And he was happy and so were we.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. And then we stayed with some friends till we find some place.
Oh.
Where was he staying?
Was he?
What?
Where was he staying? He had just an apartment.
He had stayed with the people that he knew from Norway.
Oh.
Because it was just her and her husband. They had a little house
mm-hmm.
on Levin Street.
Mm.
We took the cable. I was scared to death of that cable coming up.
Oh, that was different, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. We never seen a cable before.
Uh-huh.
So that's the way it was.
Mm-hmm.
And then...
And you found a house? Where did you find...
Yeah, we rented a house. Then we all got a job. And I got a job for a house. A friend of mine, she said, "Frida, I help you get a job." They did. But that lady, she fired me. You know?
She fired you? What kind of job was it?
Well, I don't know. She had a little boy, and I tried to talk to him and tried to learn some English, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day she was going out, she said, I asked what I should do. I had to be doing something.
Mm-hmm.
So she said, "You wash the windows," she said, "but don't wash the cloth that you wipe them with and clean them with." Because, so I said, okay. So I washed the windows, and it took her so long before she got back, so I thought I washed them anyway. So I did.
Wash what?
The cloths that I wiped them with. So when she come home, I told her, and she said, "Well, you go home to your father."
She didn't think you'd wash the windows then, huh?
Oh, I did wash the
windows. Yeah, but she didn't think so, being the cloths were clean, I suppose.
You know, the cloth was wet, you know, so she knew I wiped them. And then so I said, of course, I said, okay. And then when she paid me, she shortchanged me.
How long had you been there?
Oh, I don't know, maybe a month or so.
Oh, how much pay were you supposed to get?
Oh, maybe $6 a month. You get your board and room, you see.
Uh-huh.
So then I went home to my father, and then when he got started, then he got the house and bought furniture, so we had a place. We expected my mother to come then. And so anyway, I told this lady, the woman that got me the job, I called her and told her that what happened. She said, "Frida," she said, "I'll be over tonight and I'll take you down there." And I talked to her, and she did. She gave her a good bowling off, and you know, I was shortchanged 50 cents. But I couldn't tell her that.
Uh-huh.
See, I didn't know enough about it.
Sure.
So from then on, I did all kinds of different work. I worked in the laundry.
Oh, tell me about them.
I worked in the laundry, and I worked in the rooming house. I worked I worked in the cannery. Oh, I tried all kinds of jobs. I worked in the laundry, and I worked in the rooming house. I told you that.
Rooming house. What did you do in the rooming house? Did you cook or clean?
No, I was I cleaned. You know, they had a lot of rooms. We had to take care of the rooms,
mm-hmm.
clean the rooms every day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Do you remember what you got for salary in these places?
Not very much. We got a room and board. That meant a lot, you see. That it's a Norwegian place, so I could talk Norwegian then.
Oh.
And all the people, the newcomers come there, they stay there, and we all talk Norwegian. till we learned to talk more English. And from there, I went to a laundry. Oh, and then I worked in a restaurant.
Oh, really? What restaurant?
City restaurant in Tacoma.
Down right downtown?
Yeah.
Were you a waitress or cook?
No, I made pies and all that kind of stuff.
Pies? How did you learn to make pies now?
Because I worked, helped one of them, and she quit, so I did. I was a pastry cook.
Different kind of pastry than what you were used to?
Yeah, I made custard and all kinds of different pies. And then I had to make pudding. I learned it from somebody else, see? Mm-hmm. And then later on, I had to quit because the flour affected me. I sneezed so much.
Oh, I suppose.
So then I went upstairs, and then I served upstairs when they come in and ordered lunch and things like that. I had to be to work at 6 o'clock in the morning and make sandwiches, make lunches and things like that for people that go to work and come buy their lunch.
Oh.
That's what I did. I did that till I met my husband.
How much pay did you get there?
Oh, not very much. I can't remember.
Can't remember.
I stayed with my sister, but she got married.
Oh, your sister got married already?
Oh, yeah, she got married because we knew him from Norway.
Oh, now, did she meet him here then or something? Did she know he was here?
Well, he's the one that is a newspaper man.
Uh-huh.
And he started up his own newspaper. He worked for a Norwegian newspaper, and then later on he started his own paper. They call it Tacoma Tidende.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Until he passed away.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And those are the ones that my two nieces that's here.
Now, had you started to go to any Scandinavian organizations yet?
Oh, yeah, I belonged to Daughters of Norway quite a while ago.
No, but I mean when you first came.
No, I worked.
You just worked.
Didn't
all
have
there.
Time to go to them.
Okay, how did you meet your husband then? Is your mother here now?
Oh, my mother came, yeah.
Tell me about that.
And when she came, then that's when we had to get started and have a place to live,
mm-hmm.
when she came. But she didn't live long enough.
When did she come?
Oh.
Do you remember how long it was before she got here?
Well, I know she died on her birthday in April.
Oh.
So it was between the June when she came.
In what year?
In 19...
You
oh, she was there a couple of years.
You came in 1906, right?
Yeah, I think I don't remember, maybe 6 or 7.
Oh, so you were here
several
months before she came?
Yeah, uh-huh. But she had cancer.
Oh, is that what was wrong with her eyes?
Yeah. And she knew she was going to die.
Oh.
And so I took care of her till she died.
She wasn't
because
great.
The rest of them was all out working.
She wasn't very old, was she?
No. Oh, she was 50-some years old.
Mm-hmm.
She was not old.
No.
Mm-hmm. That's what happened.
But they let her come over here then, huh?
Right.
They allowed her to come over here.
Oh, yeah, you know, she didn't have to go through no examination when she'd come direct from Norway to America on the boat.
Oh.
I guess she must have been all right. But she was so upset. I'll show you this last picture I have of her from Norway.
Can you tell me about, you stayed home then and took care of her?
Yeah.
Was that between jobs, kind of, or were
no,
you?
No, I didn't work then. I stayed home mm-hmm. with her. And that's, she taught me how to cook, helped me cook, so then I did the cooking, and they were my father and my brother and my two sisters. Well, they worked in the house, so they stayed there.
They worked in the house?
Did housework, cook. They worked in the house. Did all of them did housework.
I see, so they were
They were maids.
They weren't home then?
No, they just come home on their day. Thursday was their day off.
Now your brother had gotten here too now?
Yeah, mm-hmm. He had come here.
How did he get here?
Well, he came from Boston when he found out that we were where we were. Oh. So he stayed there. He stayed in Tacoma too with the rest of us. Mm-hmm. He got married and had children.
So he just stayed here then?
Yeah, he stayed here. Mm-hmm. Well, he took jobs. He's a machinist, you know, so he went to sea and he stayed there and he got married and had family and then he went out to sea with, on the boats after he came here.
I see.
Till he passed away.
Mm. So
he had, he quit and come here and stayed in Tacoma and he worked in a place where they have all kinds of ice, you know. And he caught cold and had double pneumonia and died. He was just 40 years old. Mm. Mm-hmm. He had double pneumonia.
Mm-hmm. What was the most difficult thing for you when you were first
came? Yeah, we had so many things happen to us.
Yeah. What was the hardest thing, do you think, when you first came here?
That I couldn't talk.
Was it the learning the language?
Yeah.
How did you finally learn it?
Oh, I just picked it up. I never went to school.
Oh, you didn't?
I went to school, but they didn't seem to give me any time to show me anything, so I quit it.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Was that night school? Supposed to learn to talk the language?
Yeah. One school on the... what street is it over there? We go by it on 9th Street in some place. We go by it once in a while. I always think, well, that's where I went to school and it didn't do me any good. Well, there's a lot of newcomers them days.
Oh, were there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A lot of them going to school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Then...
With your mother, you stayed home now with your mother. You stayed home with your mother, you said, until she died, huh?
Oh, yeah, I took care of her. I was sore, took her last breath. Mm. Yeah.
She wasn't here very long then.
No. Mm-mm. Not very long.
So then after that, what did you do?
Well, I went to work. After she died, then my father met somebody that he knew, Swedish fella, and he wanted him to come up to Eatonville to start up a shop, mm-hmm. which he did.
Oh, now your father didn't have his shop, any shop here yet?
No, he was working somebody here.
A tailoring?
Tailoring? Yeah, tailor. Uh-huh. And then he went up to Eatonville, this man, and he got started up. And us three girls, in that time that my sister got married. And then I always stayed with her after that. Mm. And my other sister, she worked in a house, doing housework till she got married. Mm-hmm. And then my father went up there and he started up, and he was doing very well. And the first thing we knew, somebody told us that they saw my father's name in a newspaper had died. That's so we didn't know a thing about it. And we went up there, my brother and I, to find out something about it, but we never did.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And we had no money to have an attorney or anything. And so we went, it told us about, which funeral place. So we went down to see if it was our father, which it was.
It was.
That was the end of it. Then we have to pay for the funeral and all that, those kids.
Well, you said he stayed with somebody. Wasn't he living with somebody?
No, us girls stayed together.
No, I mean your father. He went up there?
Up there, yeah. I don't know. Yeah, he was staying. We didn't know much about it.
he didn't ever write to you or?
Yeah, he's had a lot of business. He didn't stay there too long. I don't know what happened. And then when we come up, they closed the shop because he died. And then they all have to come and pick up the work that they had brought him to do.
Mm.
And we didn't know a thing about it.
And you could never find that man that had asked him to come up there?
Yeah, my brother, he got no satisfaction of anything.
Oh.
And that's what happened. And that's quite a blow.
Yes.
To see our father go like that. Because
yeah. You didn't
and he
know.
Was a man that was not used to roughness or anything. It's a city, always been in a city.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever happened, we never could find out, and we had no money to try to find out because we haven't got it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. You didn't know if he'd been sick or what?
No, I think we didn't know anything.
Oh,
he used to write to me once in a while to buy things for him and send up to him, which I did.
Mm-hmm. You never went up there to see him?
No.
While he was living?
Mm-mm. No, I didn't. I don't know. It wasn't very long after he went up there.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Hmm. It was in 59 when that happened.
59? When did you come?
Hmm?
No, you came here in 1906, you said.
Yeah, but this was
No, it can't be 59.
No. 50. What was it?
99?
99. Yeah, that's it, more like mm-hmm. it.
He had been here very
because
long.
Because my sister got married that same year.
Mm-hmm.
50. In
99?
99, that's it.
So then you went to work. Where did you go to work then?
Oh, that's when I worked at all those different places.
Oh.
That's when I started to work at the city restaurant. People got them for me most of the time.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
You just heard about that somebody.
Yeah, the different places. And I worked at the Dewey House. Then he was wanted to sell it, and so he asked me. I was just 18 years old then, and he asked me if I would take charge of it. I was just a kid.
Dewey House. What was
the
that?
The Dewey House.
What was that?
That was a rooming house, Norwegian rooming house. They had room and board. No board, just room.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
But I got my room and board there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I worked. Because my sister's husband, he used to live there when he came from Norway. And then he come up one day and said, "Frida, you like a job?" I said, "Yes." "Well, they need a girl down there." So I got the job down there, see? And then I stayed there till those people, they decided to sell. Then he want me to take charge of it.
And did you?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, and then I had a friend, so I asked her to come to work there. And she and that other man didn't get along, see? So I thought, well, so she quit. So I thought, well, I quit too, see? So I quit, and then my sister worked in the laundry, so she got me a job there. So I worked there till somebody else worked at that restaurant downtown, and she was gonna leave for California, so she said, "Frida, do you want my job?" I said, "Sure." So I traded and I went down there. I was always willing to find out about different things.
Mm-hmm. And by this time you learned to talk English, had you pretty good?
Yeah, I could talk pretty good then.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Like at a restaurant, you had to understand them, because when you came in and ordered, you had to...
No, I had nothing to do with the order.
Oh, you didn't?
No. I worked in the basement to bake things.
But then you said after that you...
Yeah, then I had to be upstairs. Mm-hmm. Then I knew what I was doing. Mm-hmm. I could answer them.
You could.
Yeah.
And that's where you met your husband.
Yeah.
Well, tell me about him. He used to come in there or something?
He worked there. He was a waiter.
Oh.
See?
Oh.
And then...
What was his name?
That was Dan Rennie.
Dan?
Dan. Daniel.
Daniel.
Mm-hmm. But we call him Dan.
Was he from Norway?
No, he's from Iowa.
Oh. He isn't Norwegian at all?
No.
What nationality is he?
His mother was Irish and his father Scotch. Mm. But they come over on the Mayflower, so they were old timers.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. And he was working there?
Yeah. And then we decided to go to Seattle, so we went over there.
Oh, wait a minute. Did you get married first?
I was married then.
Oh, yeah, but tell me about this first.
Oh, I got married.
Yeah, but you could... He start dating you or something?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Then we decided to get married.
Uh-huh.
And then...
Well, tell me about your wedding.
Oh, I had a very simple wedding. I was married at my sister's house. I had a Lutheran minister come there and marry us.
Who? Do you remember his name?
No, I forgot it. Mm-hmm. He used to belong to Slettedal Church.
Where's that?
It's a Lutheran church.
Oh, I've never heard of that.
They used to be on I don't forgot that street now. You know, that's a long time ago.
Did you have a pretty dress?
No, I was married in a nice suit.
Oh, uh-huh.
I didn't have any money.
No. You had so many jobs, I thought maybe you had lots of money.
Yeah,
now.
But we didn't get much.
No.
We've done well to pay our bills.
Sure.
I bought the suit on time. It took me, I don't know how many months to get it paid for.
Your father wasn't living to make you one.
No,
either.
No, they were all gone.
Uh-huh.
I was on my own.
And you just had family there then at the wedding?
I guess my sisters, mm-hmm. That's all. Mm-hmm. Got married and then we went over to Seattle.
For a trip?
For a trip. And then we come back and stay there a while, and then we moved. Finally decided to go back to California where his folks lived.
Okay, now wait, you're going too fast. You came back to Tacoma, and what was he still kept working at the restaurant, did he?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Did you work too?
And then we moved to Seattle.
Did you work?
I worked too.
After you were married?
Yeah.
You kept working?
I kept working.
Did you get an apartment or?
What? Yeah, we got an apartment.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And then you went to Seattle? You moved to
then
Seattle?
We moved to Seattle. And then he worked there.
Were you doing what?
Restaurant work.
Uh-huh.
That's
did
all
you work?
He did, yeah.
Did you work too?
In Seattle? Yes. When I first got married, he didn't want me to work.
Well, he didn't?
No. But I decided that I wanted to work. So I started to work. I used to sew some for people at home.
Mm-hmm.
But then I went back and I worked in a restaurant.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Waitress?
After I got married, I didn't work much in the restaurant. I got to do sewing.
Mm.
That's what I did.
You took it in?
Yeah, and then he decided that after we were in Seattle a while, his folks was getting old.
Uh-huh.
And they were all farmers from Iowa and they were retired people. And so he said that he thought that we should go back there and be with them because they need somebody. So we stayed in California till they died.
They were living in California now.
Yeah, I lived in California.
Where?
16 years.
Where in California?
He lived at Long Beach.
Oh.
We stayed in Los Angeles first, and then we moved to Long Beach.
What did you do there?
My husband, he worked for the Ford in Long Beach.
Ford Motor Company?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What did you do?
I don't know what he did, but
how about you? What did you do?
I had odd jobs. Mm-hmm. Till they died, then I decided when I worked in California, I worked at Barker's Brothers store. It's a beautiful store in California. And I worked there, but long as he lived in Seattle, he was working for the Ford. But then he went down and worked in the Ford, so I did down in Long Beach. So I quit there and went down to Long Beach, and Barker Brother had a store in Long Beach too, so I worked there.
Is it a clothing store?
No, draperies. Mm. I made draperies and slip covers and you name it, and I made it.
Oh, you made them.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And I worked there, and I learned a lot, and then...
Now you had you been taught?
What?
Had you been taught tailoring and sewing before?
No, I picked it up.
Oh. Mm-hmm. How were your wages for doing that? Do you remember?
Not very much. Not that been much.
Haven't they?
Mm-hmm. And then I came back to Tacoma after his folks died. And then I would come up here, and I thought, well, I see if they need some help. That was around before Christmas. So I went around to store down there. That big store.
Furniture store?
Yeah.
Selden's?
No.
Not Selden's?
I worked for Schoenfeld.
Oh, yes.
I went there. I went to Rhodes and different places to give my name. And I had a book from California that my name was in, what I had done. I show it to you. You want to see it?
After we get through.
Yeah. And I forget now. I have to think. See.
You went to Schoenfeld.
Yeah, and I went there and I knew more in the head lady because I learned a lot in California. Mm-hmm. So I had to tell her what she should do. See, so I stayed there.
Now you were making drapes and
I made draperies and I made swags and I made anything I can make it. I was lucky.
In sewing, you mean, for the home?
No, in sewing.
I did. Dresses too?
I made my own dress. I made this dress.
Uh-huh. But there at the store?
No, nothing but drapery store. We made a lot of swags too. Uh-huh. Yeah. And then sometimes we have different things to come up. And I worked there till I was 65, and I thought that then I retired. Then Stebner called me. You remember Stebner?
Mm-hmm.
He's not there anymore.
Yes, I know.
And asked me if I could come and make slipcovers. I made slipcovers at Schoenfeld too during the war. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to Stebner and I worked there 14 years. I worked till I was 85 years old.
You haven't been retired very long then, have you?
No. Mm-hmm. And I felt better then than I do now.
Because you were active.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now when did your husband, what did your husband do when he came back to, when you came back to Tacoma?
He had restaurants.
Oh, he owned restaurants?
Yeah.
What restaurants did he have?
He had Dionys Oyster House down on Commerce Street, you remember?
What's the name of it?
Commerce Street.
Now, what was the name of the restaurant?
Johnny's Oyster
House. Johnny's Oyster House.
Yeah.
Oh, he had that.
Across from that other store. But he had a stroke.
Oh.
And he didn't last too long.
Oh, he didn't?
He died in 51.
Mm. A Did you have a house then when he died?
Yeah.
And you stayed there, did you, in the house?
Yeah, we had just bought a house, and he lived 3 months after we bought the house, and that's the house I sold when I come up here.
Really? You lived there all alone all that time?
Yeah.
Did never have any children, did you?
No.
Have you been back to Norway?
Yes, I went in 72.
Just once?
Yeah, it's Fred, two other girls, they couldn't, they was Norwegian, but they wanted to go. So they went, I told them if they want to go and go where I wanted to go. I want to see my old place. I took pictures and everything of it.
Did you?
Uh-huh.
Now which one? Which place? In what town?
Way up to Hammerfest, but wherever I lived.
Oh, in all the places?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Were they still there, the houses?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our house... After the war, my house that my folks built or had built in Narvik was still there. But in Hammerfest, there was just one house left when they come. And I didn't recognize anything from Hammerfest because it had changed it so much.
Mm. Why, had it been destroyed during World War II?
Oh, yes.
Hammerfest was?
Hammerfest was terribly destroyed.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So they've rebuilt it now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what happened.
A lot of changes then, right there.
Yeah, but we took them, of course I had relations in Trondheim and in Narvik. So, but we had our route fixed from here, somebody here in Tacoma that no more knew about things. So we had our hotels all taken. We had them all planned, so we knew where we were going to go, every place we went.
Did you go all over Norway, way up north?
No, we went, no, I didn't go all over, but quite, we went to Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
And my people, they were from the north more, so I went down there, went clear down to Hammerfest, that's the northernest town in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I did.
Mm-hmm.
And the girls that went with me, they were enjoyed that trip.
Yes. Did you see any of your old relatives there? Any of your relatives?
Yeah, I don't have too many now.
Yeah.
And I saw some in Narvik. I didn't have any, but my sister's husbands had family down, so I saw them.
Mm-hmm.
And then in Trondheim, that's where my mother came from.
Yes.
I had some there, and I saw them.
Did you?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So that's it. We were gone 3 weeks, so we didn't have too long. We took the ship and boat from Bergen to way down to Hammerfest. It took 5 days. We went in all the fjords and all those places,
mm-hmm.
and then we come back by bus to see what the out. That's the way we planned it. And then we took the train from Narvik up to Oslo.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the supposed to be a nice city.
Mm-hmm.
And there, but I had no relations way up there.
Oh, you don't anymore?
Mine was from most of, I never did have too many relations because they were gone before I got down there.
Mm-hmm.
I've been here a long time.
Yeah. Have you been active in Scandinavian organizations here?
Oh yeah, I used to. I still go to the Daughters of Norway.
Uh-huh. Did you?
And I go to the Scandinavian fraternity.
Oh.
Uh-huh. I belong to others, but I have no car, so I have no way of getting there.
Mm-hmm. But you used to. Did you? Were you? You were active in them?
Yeah.
What did you do?
Oh, in Daughters of Norway, I used to. What did I do? I was people that takes care of,
takes care of what?
Huh?
Takes care of what? What do you take care of?
Well, if somebody died, you have to go and buy flowers and things like that.
Oh.
Trustee. I was a trustee. First I was at the desk and sold tickets, you know, for, you have to buy 10 cents for Every time you come, and then we have a flower march, and you give your money away.
Oh.
So I did that for a while. Then I was a trustee.
Mm-hmm. How about in church? Have you been active in church?
I used to go to the Unity Church.
Oh.
You ever heard of that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But you were Lutheran from...
Yeah, I'm Lutheran, but I got more out of it for some reason. But now I go down here to St. Mark's.
St. Mark's Lutheran?
That's Lutheran, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you're back in the Lutheran church
yeah.
again?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you like that better?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But now I'm not so... I can't do it like I used to do. I can't do so much work for them.
What did you used to do?
I used to take in and... Like in, at the Daughters of Norway, you have your tour in the kitchen and you take care of everything. And you always have a coffee and goodies after our meeting. Mm-hmm. Somebody has to do it. Mm-hmm. I used to do that. And I made all that draperies.
Oh,
I
really?
I did that. Uh-huh.
For Sons of Norway? For Daughters of Norway?
Daughters of Norway.
How about in the church? Have you done things there too?
No.
You didn't mm-hmm. serve dinners or...?
No. It's just late years that I went to the Unity quite a while.
Oh.
But they moved, it's so far away I can't go anymore, I have no car anymore.
Uh-huh.
After my husband died, I had no car.
When your husband was living, did you used to go to the Lutheran church then?
No, I couldn't get him to go to church.
Oh.
Because he was raised back in Iowa and he had to go all the time, so he was... He said, I went to church enough, so I couldn't talk him into it. You see how people change? So that's what happened. I go down here every Sunday.
That's good.
I went down to their bazaar they had.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, they had a lot of nice things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
How about, he's still talking Norwegian?
Hmm?
You still talk Norwegian?
Oh yeah, I can talk.
Can you say something on the tape?
Yeah, what's the story till the dog?
Barbara.
What did I say?
You asked me how I felt today.
Yeah. Can you understand it?
Hey, norsk.
Oh, er du?
Ja,
vi kan snakke norsk da.
Oh, I can snakke litt.
That is. What part of Norway did you come from?
Tydal.
What?
Tydal, near Trondheim.
Oh, you're from Trondheim too?
Yeah.
Well, then you know something what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I var i Tydal i sommer.
What?
I var i Tydal i this summer.
Det var i dag?
Jeg var.
Og du var i Norge?
Ja, uh-huh.
Og du var det?
Mm-hmm.
Er det sant?
Ja.
Hvordan liker du det?
Ja, jeg liker det godt.
What part where Norge come from?
Tydal, near Trondheim.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot that already.
Vi var i Bergen og Oslo.
Yeah, then you know what I was talking about.
Mm-hmm. Trondheim og Ålesund.
Mm-hmm, yeah, uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Molde.
Mm-hmm. I went
i... Kusen i Molde.
I went, when we went in Norway, I went
to... Måste du også nå?
Oh, når jeg var i Norge, da gikk jeg å besøke venninne som bodde i Skien. You know where Skien is?
Nei.
Det ikke langt ifra Oslo.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I hadn't heard of that.
Mm-hmm, yeah, en liten place.
Uh-huh.
Det kan, yeah. So that's it. That
the fin plus?
Yeah, make it pen. Then pen so var med mig. Hennes man var från Skien.
Oh.
Men hon var engelsk.
Oh,
see, so hon kunde inte snacka norsk, so I took care of that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, got
to go there. Yeah. I snack a really good norsk. Before, I förstår.
Ja, då blir det engelska.
After I stod there en stund.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I glömde det också.
Tack för idag.